T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every single day, you get feeling good about something, and then you hear some news about something else or get news about somebody you know, and then you just I can't remember a time when there's been more of a daily roller coaster ride. So I thought we're going to have Dr. Christian Conti on. He is an expert in walking through anger, Zen parent, Zen child, and, of course, part of our family here on KDK Radio, and he's on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You'd be amazed how many times I think about you, because we've had so many conversations over the last few years about dealing with anger, road rage, people just right now short fuses, but this roller coaster of emotions that seemingly almost everybody is going through. And what are you talking to people about? What kind of advice are you giving people who are having this sensation daily?
Well, you know, When you text me about this, that concept, emotional roller coaster, I said, that's such a perfect way to describe what so many people are feeling. And I thought about when I was a kid, my brother and sister and I, we'd sit on our grandma's porch and we would watch cars go by. Oh, listen to this. I wonder if you did this too. We used to count. Let's say I'd pick red, somebody would pick blue, somebody would pick yellow, and then we would count which cars were that color going by. So we would sit there and would watch these cars go by. And what's fascinating is this. They would be going in different directions. They would be going at varying speeds. And no matter what they did, we always were in those chairs. And I really thought about that emotional roller coaster you talked about, because isn't that what's going on right now? We're watching people around us go at varying speeds, at varying directions. And the only constant that we have is ourselves, our mind, and our own perspective. And so if we're going to be in this world of sometimes there are ups, sometimes there are downs, if we choose to jump on those ups and downs, we could be going wherever those take us. But if we concentrate on the only person we can control, ourselves, now we can take care of our thoughts, no matter what's happening around us.
I read your daily mind messages to kind of, you know, get in a certain place mentally, because the starting point is so important when you get up in the morning. And sometimes it's hard to set yourself in that place rather than wake up and already be overwhelmed by what you're facing.
See, that's really well put, because we don't go to work naked and then get to work and say, oh boy, we should have dressed for today. We get dressed first, and then we go to work. And in the same way, we don't just wake up and go out into the world and say, oh, no, now I should change my perspective to this or that. We already set out with a perspective. So the question is, what perspective are we putting on? And it's so important for all of us to go inward during this time. Ask ourselves, what information resonates with us? Because we have so much information from so many different places. It's on us to learn that.
Here's the crazy part. Now, sports were wiped out for months, and a lot of people enjoyed sports as a diversion from, you know, reality. But the people that are in sports, that is their reality in many cases. So here we are with the Penguins in the playoffs, Saturday night, Doc, and I'm like, oh, my wife decided that she was going to bed early, and I'm like, I'm going to lock in the third period, and I'm just going to enjoy this no matter what happens. And the next thing, we're into overtime. And the next thing, we lose in overtime. And I'm all I'm all emotional already ramped. I can't believe, and I know I'm telling myself, why are you getting so involved in this right now? It's just a game. It's unbelievable how quick that switch went on.
But one of the beautiful things about sports is it gives us a healthy outlet for which we can express that up and down roller coaster stuff. You know, from being from Pittsburgh, we watch our Steelers with every pass, when it's a ball's up in the air or heart's up in the air, when it comes down, you know, whether it's caught or not. And look, sports are a great way to embrace that emotional roller coaster in a healthy way. But it's so important to distinguish and realize, okay, I can go up and down with the hockey match, but do I really want to go up and down with the latest news? Because now I'm just going to go, I'm going to find myself being a puppet. And that doesn't feel good. So my advice to people right now strongly is to go inward, take some time to sit in stillness, sit in quietness. And Larry, when people say, well, I don't have time to do all that, I'm talking about 2 minutes a day. Practice sitting in stillness 2 minutes a day, and I'm telling you, the transformation is fast. It's fascinating.
I will say also on the upside, Doc, and maybe you've noticed this too, that there are moments where you're in the moment and you appreciate the simple things that you took for granted before March.
My goodness. Listen, isn't that the key? I mean, isn't that really the key when you start? So I told somebody the other day, I was working with someone who was really struggling, and I said, when you are focused on when things are going really well, what's it look like? And she said, well, when things are going really well, I feel really grateful for everything around me. And I said, stop. Before you even start to tell me the rest of it, your first move when things are going well, I did air quotes, but you can't see them on the radio, but things are going well, is gratitude. And so do you understand that gratitude is in your control even before those moments are perfect? So I say, if we come back to being thankful for what the little things that we have, sitting on the porch. I'm sitting on the porch right now talking to you. So these are little things that are just beautiful about life. And I think that's, if we focus on those, we're going to be a better spot to handle that emotional roller coaster.
Well, that's where we'll start this morning. Dr. Christian Conte on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Always good to hear from you, Doc, and we'll talk again soon.
Oh, it's always great talking to you. Have a beautiful week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.